to child molesting.
That's right.
Dirty ass crackers behind you, right, with a red Make America Great hat again on.
A bunch of incest babies. A bunch of babies made out of incest.
That's right. Here come Gad. Here come Gad. Here come Gad.
Nick Sandman, that now famous Covington, Kentucky teen that stood his ground and remained calm in the face of leftist lunacy, has a legal team filing hundreds of lawsuits against the media mob and celebrities that denigrated his family, his school, his fellow classmates, and himself for merely being a supporter of the sitting president and being at the wrong place at the wrong time. The Washington Post faces a $250 million judgment, and more are to quickly follow for defamation on a scale that can only be attributed to mental illness or Trump derangement syndrome.
You would expect that the mainstream media would be responsible enough to pause, recognize they're dealing with a student, investigate, and make sure that they have the facts accurate, that the story that they tell is accurate. But they didn't pause when it came to Nicholas, because they wanted to rush out and they wanted to jump into the mob, give the mob a megaphone so that they could attack this boy because he was white, he's Catholic, and he was wearing a Make America Great Again cap. If Nicholas had not purchased that souvenir cap that day at the mall, if he was not wearing it, none of us would know who Nicholas Sandman is.
The millennial Twitter hordes, who recently targeted an Austin, Texas kid for selling hot chocolate to support President Trump's border wall.
I was against helping Donald Trump, and then I saw the State of the Union address, and I wanted to help him.
He just said, "Dad, I want to do a stand to help Trump raise money for the wall."
Some people are mad and calling me a little Hitler and stuff, and then some people are really happy.
We are obviously conservative, so we have certain news stations on, and he hears what we talk about at the dinner table.
Somehow it's gotten skewed to think that we're teaching our son to hate, and I don't understand where that comes from.
Well, I like all people.
I think it's important that they know what's going on in the world, where we stand, what we believe in.
After the local CBS affiliate posted the report to their Twitter feed, the mob piled on, posting a child being thrown off a cliff, another being thrown into a fire, and another posted a wrestler destroying a kid in his living room, a public celebration of child abuse. The moronic millennial horde called for the kid and his parents to be fined for not having a permit, which he didn't need. Also, for his parents to be arrested. All of this on the local CBS affiliate's Twitter page. Twitter allows threats of violence of children from leftist mobs, regardless of their supposed rules. The sad truth? Millennials aren't really to blame. They've been indoctrinated by a scourge of Marxist anti-American re-education that has total control of the American school system from the bottom up. Suckered into trading their individual freedoms for temporary triggers, harboring pseudo-sycophantic ideals that only exist in the propaganda they have been spoon-fed. When was the last time you checked your tyranny watch? Because we are way past midnight.
Who is you? Oh my God. Get off of me! They're not arresting me for nothing! I am going to the school!
Tase somebody over a mask.
Most of us assume that our rights, harboring this supposed ethical American society, is like a rock that can't be moved, when in reality that boulder is being pushed over a cliff inch by inch, bit by bit every day.
Obama put an internet kill switch in, where only selective sites will be allowed to be heard, selective groups, where the internet is only a few channels. Wherever you go, you're basically fed the same thing. And this is internet kill switch, where now Google, Facebook, Twitter, Apple, all of them are announcing, we will not let Trump, Republicans, or any of his supporters, where they already have keywords blocked, say he won, or debate it, or show numbers that he really won.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Wednesday, August 7th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Talk about today, we'll be joined by Craig Sawyer in the next hour, taking your calls, of course, throughout the show. He's here to confront the endless cascade of lies. It really is exhausting. I don't know how long we can keep this up for, honestly. It's just absolutely wild. And of course, we're going to get into, again, what's going on in the UK. We're going to talk about Kamala Harris's vice presidential pick. He looks like a toad. And people are finding all sorts of crazy things off about him. And there's a lot of stories that have gone a little bit under the radar since we've been focused quite exclusively on the UK riots. Now, there's things like this. I don't even know how to pronounce this guy's name. Athan Koutsiorombas. He says, a lot happened in July, but one event went quietly unnoticed. The result of the largest American-controlled experiment in universal basic income was released. You haven't heard about it because the findings are terrifyingly bad. See, apparently they got like 100 families and gave them UBI and saw what was happening. What do you think happened? Do you think the families that got UBI were happier and healthier and more prosperous? Or do you think that giving people stuff for free makes them think it's probably not worth it to try any harder? We can get to that here in just a minute. Meanwhile, there's this. I believe this is the Attorney General of Virginia breaking, I sent this letter to Act Blue demanding answers. The integrity of our election is at stake. And there's been undercover video revealing the methods by which Act Blue launders money. And finally, again, I don't know why this hasn't happened earlier, but finally, the law enforcement in the state of Virginia and a few other states is actually going after the Democrats for this. Again, it's like, you know, it's not exactly as good as it should be. I mean, after all, you've got them charging Donald Trump with 34 felony counts for mislabeling a check that he wrote to his own lawyer, claiming it's hush money to cover up something that probably didn't even happen. While they're funneling hundreds of thousands of dollars per individual to the tune of tens of millions of dollars through Act Blue from God only knows where. We don't know where the money's coming from. We know where it's not coming from. It's not coming from the people they say it's coming from. You've got unemployed pensioners donating to Act Blue 50,000 times a month. And it's just all fraudulent. And this is kind of the thing at this point. It's all out in the open. It's all right there. It's all as blatant as it could possibly be. Everything. Everything, everything, everything. It's all fake. It's all lies. It's all retarded. And yet it just goes on and on and on. I mean, the fact is you still have counter protests in the UK of like old white people thinking that they're standing up against the Nazis as there are hordes of Muslim men just running around stabbing people. And it's the UK has straight up lost control of huge parts of its territory. The police are now announcing that they're working with the community leaders and saying they're going to police themselves. Okay, that's not your territory anymore then. It has now been annexed. It has now been taken by a different government. You have now been invaded and actually lost large portions of England. Something that, unless I'm missing something, hasn't happened since 1066 or so. Like, this is like 1,000 years of British sovereignty out the window, gone, just because they showed up on dinghies. What? Okay. We know there are no-go zones in places like Sweden, other places like that. But this is like further than a no-go zone. The no-go zone basically just means if the police do go in there, they need to be heavily armed and expect grenade attacks. But the UK is just announcing. They're just saying, actually, we're working with the mosque, basically, and they're in charge. They're in charge now. They are there to police things. They have a separate legal system, courts, and fines and punishment. And okay, so your country's over. Like, that's it. And the thing that they're frantically trying to do is, you know, to confront this is to make sure nobody can talk about it. Again, I just, you know, I don't know. I don't know what more has to happen, how much further this has to go. I don't think it can go much further. And when you look around at what's happening in the world, and just the ridiculous life. I was thinking about today. I don't know. I mean, it's the same as kind of like what I always say about Jonathan Greenblatt, the ADL. Where it's just like, just imagine he's some dude named whatever, Henry Allen. His name's Henry Allen. So every time you hear that Jonathan Greenblatt says something, just remember, he's just a dude. He's just some random dude. No, nobody is under any obligation to care about what this human worm has to say about anything, ever. Ever. He's nobody. He's nothing. He has no authority. He has no legitimacy. He's just a dude. And the same thing pretty much is true about Kamala Harris, but it's a little bit different manifestation. But Kamala Harris, it doesn't really exist. She's not really a person. She's like an actress. She's like an actress playing a role. She doesn't have policy. She doesn't have beliefs. She doesn't have a personality. She has a collection of fraud, you know, a collection of highly tailored appearances. And like the scary part, it's not even her fault necessarily. She is the most transparent puppet the world has ever seen. Like, at least with Obama, he sort of had the air of like a dude who was in charge. You kind of see him laying down the law, saying what he wanted, you know, having a vision, even if it was a stupid one. Kamala has no vision. She's not an authority. She's not respected. She's just like some actress. And yet, they are claiming that there's a 50% chance she's going to win the presidency. And they're spending hundreds of millions of dollars, on ads for this woman. If you watch the Olympics, her ad is like the one that's most played. If you watch YouTube, now I watch YouTube, and every single ad break is Kamala Harris wearing a $60,000 necklace saying you have to donate a dollar today or else Donald Trump will win and democracy will be over. And I don't know if these lies had any cleverness to them, we could confront and combat them, but they don't. They're just lies. Things that can be asserted without evidence can be dismissed without evidence, but I don't know if that's convincing. I mean, what is convincing? The fact that you're paying twice as much in 2024 as you were in 2022 for basic groceries. That's not convincing, apparently. Apparently, three little girls being stabbed to death and 11 more being horrifically injured in the UK. Not enough to convince a lot of people. Is there anything I can say? And I'm glad we started off with that Bound report this morning. Because if you really think about this, and there's so much that's happened so recently, and we've been in this whirlwind for the last 2 months or so of just the cheap fakes, the debate, Biden collapsing, trying to go on this media campaign to make everybody think that the debate was just a fluke when really it just proved he really is that bad. He drops out. Donald Trump almost gets assassinated. The cover-up of the assassination. We still have no answers from the assassination. Just nothing. Just, I mean, from the official story, what we knew that afternoon is the same thing that we know now. You got the guy's name, and that's it. I mean, the timeline's been put together by the Oversight Committee and by people online, but the official story, we just have nothing. And this is all just the stuff in the last, and then Kamala Harris gets in, and that's ridiculous, and then the terror attack in the UK and the riots. Then it's been a whirlwind. And throughout all this process, of course, the things that have fallen to the side are the massive, unrelenting crimes against humanity that have still gone unpunished from COVID, from Israel on October 7th, the Ukraine war. Now they have fighter jets. That's just going on and on and on. There's the French election, in which the far right was set to actually positively affect that country, and then were swept aside by parliamentary trickery, basically. There's the Olympics with the just openly satanic, anti-Christian opening ceremony. And you get in all of this, it's like we're forgetting they're still rounding up people from January 6th. And that entire debacle. They're still using drop boxes and ballot harvesting. And they're going to cheat in the election again. And the 2020 election has still just never been adjudicated, never been really investigated, never been actually given a fair shake. So I don't know. So I don't know anymore. I mean, it's this type of thing, right? They just say stuff and it doesn't even remotely matter if it's true, if it even, I don't even know how to really explain it. We'll pull in this video. Tim Walz yesterday did an event with Kamala. And he makes this reference to J.D. Vance getting up from his couch and everybody laughs. And he's like, yeah, see what I did there? See what I did, that little joke that I did? And in case you've missed out on this whole saga, it basically goes like this. And this is okay. I'm trying to figure out how to, like, because this is the problem. If there was just one thing, I could, like, focus on it. But, like, the point I'm trying to make is just how the Democrats are everything that they claim they hate. Everything, constantly, right? They say they hate fake news. These people live on a subsistence diet of fake news. Everything they believe is fake. To a really egregious extent, right? Tim Walz sneaks in couch dig at J.D. Vance in Philly speech. Okay, what happened here? J.D. Vance wrote a book called Hillbilly Elegy. It boosted his profile, was a massive bestseller, became a Hollywood movie, contributed to his rise in fame. Nowhere in that book does he mention a couch. Doesn't exist, doesn't happen. There's nothing in that book about a couch. Some leftist on Twitter said there was a part of that book where J.D. Vance claims to have sex with his couch. Just total, absolute, blatant fabrication. Just doesn't exist in the book. It's just, that claim is as valid as me saying, you know, Kamala Harris once drowned a bag of kittens with her own hands. And it was just like, wow, in Kamala Harris's book, she admits to drowning a bag of kittens for fun, for sexual gratification. Just doesn't exist, doesn't, no bearing on reality whatsoever. But people believe it, and people start spreading it, and it becomes a meme. And now in the first speech in which the potential future vice president appears in front of an audience, he makes a comment about J.D. Vance and a couch, and everybody roars with laughter, and he's like, see what I did there? See what I did? And it's just like, they just live in delusion. They just live in a world of make-believe. Now, what they call fake news is just actual unconfirmed speculation. Fake news is the label they give to any information that does not come directly from the intelligence agencies. Remember, the lab leak theory was fake news until they admitted that it was real. And I know it's like, but it doesn't matter because they don't care that they're hypocrites. They really don't care. They really don't. They claim to hate Trump for just all of the things that they themselves are doing. Like, it's just exhausting. It's just exhausting and constant. And it's the same over and over. And they just say these things. They just say J.D. Vance has sex with a couch. And now everybody there's just a thing. They just say they're still calling Trump a Russian agent. So it just doesn't matter. Like, the truth just doesn't matter to these people, which would be fine if it mattered to anybody else. Time and time again, they just assert, right? Decency's back on the ballot. Finally, we have decent people back on the ballot. Despite the fact that every one of them is just a oozing pile of slime. They are all just the most dishonest, despicable people. Kamala Harris's husband had an affair with the children's nanny. Doug Imhoff's first marriage ended after an affair with nanny resulted in pregnancy. When approached by the Daily Mail for comment, Naylor did not deny the claims and responded only with, quote, I'm kind of freaked out right now. Do you know the type of people that cheat on their wives with their children's nanny? I mean, just think about what type of person does that. Think about the pain these people cause to the people they're supposed to love more than anybody else. Think about the psychological damage that comes with divorce and with cheating and with this supposed to be permanent, stable relationship to build a foundation of a family is just shattered because the scumbag husband can't be trusted with a female for more than a day. It's like, these are the people that are running our country. Oh, and by the way, how did Joe Biden meet his wife, right? It's like, that's why we like talked about Hunter Biden a lot. It's another story that just happened, right? They just lied about it and rigged the election over it and buried it and censored it. And did a whole bunch of other criminal things. Just nobody cares. the Democrat, Jamie Raskin, yesterday announced that they're going to steal the election and then be on civil war footing to kill you if you try to stop them. I think we might be the only people to actually report on that. Has anybody else, did Fox News happen to bring that up? So again, I don't know. I really don't know what we do here. I guess we try to get this information out to our fellow Americans, but do they care? Can they even understand what's happening? Does anything actually matter to them? Do any of the things they profess to believe have any bearing on the truth at all? And if not, like, how do we deal with this? We're just going to have to take your calls for the show today because I don't have answers. I really don't have answers. To the point that, like, I mean, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't know what to do. We're about to go to war with Iran. We are sending warships to the Mediterranean coast. We're sending 4,000 Marines. We are about to enter into World War III. And the only reason you can possibly say is because Israel won't stop carpet bombing the imprisoned population of Gaza. They just won't stop. That's the only reason any of this in the Middle East is happening. The only reason Hezbollah is sending rockets. It's the only reason they're assassinating people in Iran. And it's not like, oh, if they stop bombing, they'll be at risk. They're not at any risk. What do you think would have happened if the bombing campaign in Gaza had stopped in November of last year or December of last year or January or February or March or April or May or June or July? What would have happened? It would have stopped and all of this would have just stopped. But America is so just pathetically subservient to the Israeli lobby. We are about to go to World War III so that they don't have to just stop killing people. Just stop murdering families and it would be fine. Stop torturing your prisoners and raping them to death and everything would be fine. We just can't do that. We can't do that, apparently. Now you've got Cori Bush being ousted because AIPAC spent $8 million on her race. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. And either we wake up to all of it or we succumb to all of it. I don't know. There's no like confronting this stuff piecemeal. There's no like, oh, if we just solve this, then everything else would be okay. No, we need a full-fledged revolution at this point. That's practically the road.
To tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had five companies making product for us. Three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, and we found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know, we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you, and we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product, and then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup, and I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we were even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkowitz has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy attempts to shut us down and the bad CRO we had here before who would not reward a product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night's Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great, Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
Through the censorship barrier, one truth at a time. You're listening to The American Journal.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal. We have a lot of videos to show you. Yeah, I just can't help but wonder, like, what is it going to take? What are we doing here? What are we doing here? You've got the story from JewishPress.com. APAC's candidate sends Cori Bush home, squad's second primary loss. Representative Cori Bush, 48, a Democrat from Missouri, has been defeated in Tuesday's primary election. This marks another setback for the progressive faction in Congress known as the Squad. With 95% of the votes counted, Bush, who represented Missouri's 1st Congressional District, was ousted by Wesley Bell, 50, the St. Louis prosecuting attorney, by a vote of 51% to 45%. This defeat follows the earlier loss of Representative Jabal Bowman, a Democrat from New York, making Bush the second member of the Squad to fail in their re-election bid this year. And, like, people are celebrating this. Acting like this is a victory. As if Wesley Bell is a MAGA Republican that defeated the Squad. Right? No, he's Cori Bush 2.0. He just loves Israel. He's just supportive of AIPAC. And let's do this over and over. And it's one of the things that, like, how can you not know this is the case? And if you know this is the case, like, how can you let them get away with it? Like, to me, if I know that some super PAC has poured millions upon millions of dollars into a candidate's coffers, and this person who I'd previously never heard of suddenly has ads running on every break and just massive signs everywhere I look, I guess this is how propaganda works. Like, people just don't think about where it comes from or why it's happening. There's like, oh, Wesley Bell. Yeah, I've seen him. He seems like a nice guy. And they just, they're just like, oh yeah. They just take the whatever images presented to them. Like, literally, I mean, just like the, you know, Plato's cave, they're just chained to the rock and they just see the shadows, and it never even enters into their mind to question, like, wait, where are these shadows coming from? And what is the light source? And why are they showing me these things? It's just that never enters their consciousness. It's just they see the thing, they believe the thing. They never question the strings they're seeing. Again, I would think that as Americans, there'd be some part of you that goes, oh, this massively wealthy, well-funded foreign advocacy group is pouring $8 million against the person we voted for. Screw them. The more money they spend, the less I'm going to like them. Instead, it's like America is just this game. It's like this arcade machine or something where it's just like, hey, you put more money in, you win. It's as simple as that. You pour money into the race, and then you win. And it's great because it's not your money. It's the American taxpayer money, because the cycle is very simple. They had to spend $8 million to get this person into office. Now this person is their slave, their subservient little dog in office, which means, you know, they'll be pushing for billions of dollars to go to Israel. And they'll siphon some of that off to give to AIPAC to put back into the races. So it's not even like they're spent $8 million. Like, that's some major expenditure. It was an investment. It'll pay back by 1,000. It's very simple, right? Spend $8 million, get the guy into office. He writes a bill to send Israel $8 billion. They peel off $20 million. Give back to AIPAC, who spends that $20 million to buy other offices, to get more billions, to get more millions, to spend in other races. It's a continuous cycle, and now we're going to go to war with Iran. And now it's going to end with the draft being reinstated, as thousands of Americans are at this moment steaming towards the Middle East, because the other option is Israel can just stop murdering children, and that's unacceptable. Unapproachable, as not something to be considered. So I don't get how people don't see through it. Like, the fact that that works, the fact that you can just spend $8 million in a single district, nobody asks questions, nobody wonders, nobody's outraged that there's a foreign country rigging our elections. The fact that you can just do that, it's just like hope crushing to me. I mean, what can fight against that? What can oppose that? There's no other force like AIPAC. There's no other equal and opposite creation of a political action committee that is funded by a foreign state, meaning they essentially have infinite money because that foreign state receives hundreds of billions of dollars from us a year. And it just reinvests our taxpayer money back into a system in which it takes over our country. And look, maybe that's the frustrating part about all this, is that it's hard to talk about all of these various things without seeing the common denominator. AIPAC, war with Iran, some sort of ethnic grudge against Russia over Ukraine with Victoria Nuland and Anthony Blinken. AIPAC just straight up buying our Congress people. And I don't like Cori Bush. Like, don't get me wrong. I don't like Cori Bush at all. I don't like Jabal Momin at all. But I'll take an American that Americans voted for, even if I disagree with them, any day over some foreign carpetbagger. Like, is this really that complicated? And are we really about to lose our entire civilization because people are afraid of being anti-Semitic? So that's what it feels like. It's really what it feels like. What is all of the outrage in the UK over? Well, what flags are the Muslims waving? They're waving the Palestinian flag, and they're protesting the UK because they recognize Britain's historical and current status of propping up an illegitimate, you know, colonization empire in the Middle East. So it's just like, for the existence of Israel, the Western world has to die, basically, is how this works. All the wars that created all the Muslim so-called refugees into Europe on behalf of Israel, usually brought in by Jewish charities, the HIAS, who Alejandro Mayorkas was chairman of before he got into office to open up the gates completely and flood our country continuously. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do about this? Because it can't go on. It literally just can't go on. What's happening in the UK is very sad because it's probably not going to work. Because half the people of the UK are on side of the murderers and the invaders who are taking their country over. And the people that run the military and police systems are announcing a January 6th style crackdown where they're going to just systematically go and round up everybody. The first person to be charged for this, he's facing months in jail. He's like a 16-year-old kid. They're releasing tens of thousands of violent criminals, including murderers, and replacing them with patriots whose crime is posting on Twitter. I'll show you videos on the other side. This is like the end game, folks.
Alex Jones here with a call of action, a call to action for all the patriots out there watching or listening to this transmission. We can't fight the globalists without your support. And I can't think of an organization or group out there other than President Trump that has had more of an effect against the New World Order than this operation. And that's because of the grace of God and your support and our intrepid crew. And I'm asking you now at a critical time going into this election when the enemy is trying to shut everybody down and put everybody in prison to double down and support the broadcast more than ever, to share the articles, the videos, the links, and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So, 2.5 years ago, one of our great supporters and sponsors came forward and said, you ought to sell collectible cards with a little ingot of gold in it. These are very, very popular. And I went and looked it up online. It is very, very popular. It's not an investment. It's a collectible. If you want to get gold or silver and get the best prices on it, that's Dr. Kirk Elliott and KEPM.com/gold. Best group out there, highest ratings, amazing prices, the best. This is a collectible and a memento to know you supported the broadcast. Then the bankruptcy started, and the people that came in from the court said, we're not going to keep outside people's products in here in your store. And they kicked them back to the folks, despite the fact that we'd already sold out of half of these in just a month. Well, now that I'm back in control of the company, and now that InfoWars itself is not in bankruptcy, I am able to offer these again, and this will help keep us on air. InfoWars has teamed up with one of the nation's leading mints to help you acquire this 24-karat .999 pure gold without paying thousands of dollars an ounce. Stock up on 24-karat .999 pure gold in the most popular size of 1/10 gram, an affordable, sleek card that fits your wallet, drawer, glove compartment, and is easy to travel with. They're amazing cards. It's got original art I came up with. It's got the little bar of gold in there, and it just lets you know that you supported the InfoWar. You'll have a historical memento as a keepsake for yourself, for your family, for your children, and your grandchildren, because this is a historic fight, and this is a true piece of Americana that we have here. So I'm very, very proud of it. Again, we sold out of half of these a couple years ago. They got put back to the company that paid to have them made. Now that I'm back in control, they shipped them back into our warehouse, and the other half are available right now. I would imagine they'll sell out in a month or so. We've only got a few thousand of these left, and I cannot fund this operation without you doing this. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not telling you to buy this as a gold investment. That's not what this is. It's a little piece of gold in there. This is like on NPR, and it still gets taxpayer money. They'll sell a coffee mug that costs them $5 or a baseball cap that costs them $10, and you make a $100 donation, and you get that as a memento that you supported communism and the New World Order. I know you don't want to do that. This costs, I think they told me, more than $10 per card, something like that, $10 or $11. And so the other $80-something dollars will go to fund the operation. We need these funds to continue on in the fight. So get your collectible card, your piece of art, with the little piece of gold in it today, and you will help keep us on air. The decision is yours. This is a limited edition. It's something that people like. It's popular, and it's something that's collectible. But regardless, the real value is knowing you stood up for America at such a critical time that myself and President Trump and others are under such massive, massive, massive levels of attack. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and get the exclusive InfoWars limited edition proprietary 24-karat 999 pure gold collectible. Thank you for your support. Get this collectible now and help keep us on air.
Comments all the time. People are just like, I like your show because you know how to keep it light. And it's like, yeah, sometimes. Sometimes, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to keep it. But there's stuff like, okay, like this. Like talking about Kamala Harris and her VP pick, the toad. Trump was 100% correct. Post-birth abortion is real and Harris walls support it. At least five babies were born alive after botched abortions and left to die under Waltz's watch. Two of these struggling babies were given comfort care instead of medical care, allegedly in violation of state law. How did Waltz respond? By repealing the very law exposing and outlawing this horror and replacing it with abortion on demand at the front end and infanticide at the back end. Here are the bone-chilling receipts. Born Alive Infant Protection Act report. The 2015 Minnesota legislature enacted the Born Alive Infants Protection Act, recognizing a born alive infant resulting from an induced abortion as a human person and requiring that reasonable measures consistent with good medical practice shall be taken by responsible medical personnel to preserve the life and health of the born alive infant. Reporting of this began July 1st, 2015. For the calendar year of January 1st, 2021 through December 31st, 2021, five abortion procedures resulting in born alive infant were reported. In two instances, comfort care measures were provided as planned, and the infant did not survive. This is kind of the type of thing where it's like people claim not to believe this exists. Which is just like, it's just not a valid excuse. It's not a valid response. We're telling you this exists. Recognition, care. An infant who is born alive shall be fully recognized as a human. Appropriate, including the compilation of appropriate medical records, shall be taken by the responsible medical personnel to care for the infant who was born alive. The section is effective the day following the final enactment. So you've got a baby that's born alive, that even though has no conscious thought, has no idea what's going on, is just thrust into a world of bright lights and confusing sounds and probably some amount of pain resulting from the botched abortion. While they don't know exactly what's going on, they still have an instinct to survive, and they're still constantly, you know, desperately reaching out, you know, grabbing for what they expect to be there, mother's breast. They're crying, expecting just the evolutionary response of somebody hearing their cries and coming to care for them. They still have that instinct to survive and are fighting in their feeble attempt. And you've got doctors and nurses just wrapping it up and letting it suffer and starve to death. So it's like, you know, what is the solution to this problem? I mean, it's murder. It's they're writing laws to allow for the willful murder of infants. Like, what do you mean? What are we going to do about this? You know, it's like, how is this happening? And remember, Kamala Harris is the one who prosecuted the whistleblower who exposed that they were selling baby body parts through Planned Parenthood. The story of Kamala Harris and her vice president meeting each other was that they both attended a Planned Parenthood event and met each other at Planned Parenthood at an abortion clinic. So what, you know, I mean, I guess the only thing you can do is pretend you don't know this exists. Pretend you don't believe that this is happening. So maybe there's still that little part of your conscience that recognizes like basic good versus evil. And yet half this country, this is their main issue. This is like the only thing they care about. We've showed videos. People just walking around college campus. They're not asking about abortion. They're just saying, what is your big stance? What are you politically active about? Abortion, 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 abortion. Oh, and transgender children. So we're up against an enemy whose only justification for existing is to kill and castrate children. Those are their issues. Wars starting overseas, invasion, rape, murder, none of that matters to them. If they can kill their babies, they're happy. The big oppression for them is that little boys can't chemically castrate themselves or mutilate themselves for life. You know, while they're still of the age where Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is their favorite show. They don't understand anything. Anything. So, you know, I guess I can tell you. I guess I can tell you. I guess I can explain to you. I guess it's up to me to try to paint in your mind the image of a writhing, desperate, crying newborn infant under the sterile fluorescent lights of a hospital, just slowly and painfully starving to death, hoping maybe that gets through, that like these are the people we're dealing with. This is their number one issue. This is what they want to bring to the United States. This is the level of character that they're providing for us. Nobody voted for Kamala Harris. I mean, it's just whether it's the death of democracy or just the individual policies that they pursue or their individual personality and morals and character. We're being run by a cabal of satanic vampires. I don't know what else to tell you. And I don't know how you can't see this. I don't know how it's so simple. And yet they just say women's health care. And people actually believe that if you don't allow them to kill living babies, it's going to be a reversion back to some Handmaid's Tale oppressive past that never even existed in the first place in the West. So they just pile delusion upon delusion, lie upon lie, to the point that like we're so buried in lies, it doesn't even matter if we dig out through a few of them. They're so deeply entrenched. You'll never get to the bottom. You'll never be able to fully extricate the American people from the pile of lies that they're buried under right now. And part of it, the only part that really gives me some sense of hope in all of this, especially when it comes to the UK riots, seeing the way in which they are desperately, frantically trying to shut down speech, trying to stop people from showing the videos, trying to stop people from talking about it. On one hand, it's horrifying because it's very clear what their entire agenda is. They're just blaming Tommy Robinson, somebody 10,000 miles away, and saying, we're going to come after you with the full force of law and you are now a terrorist for simply commenting on what's happening 1,000 miles away. So they're setting up a control system and, a filter by which things actually happening can be hidden, the reality of the situation can be disguised, and their plan can continue relentlessly. So it sucks that they're so emboldened that they're actually doing this. The only little sliver of hope, I guess, in here is that they recognize that awareness and information can destroy their whole plot. Enough people will just open their eyes, and I can't make them.
You've seen what President Trump has gone through in the last 8 years. And you've seen a lot of the things that InfoWars has gone through. And I want to thank all of you over the years for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, because without you, we would not be on the air. Now, without getting into a two-hour-long story, in the process of the bankruptcy in the last 2 years, we were basically sabotaged, and the people that were brought in here to supposedly run things didn't reorder product, even though there was plenty of money at the time to basically put this operation in a position of shutting down. But by the grace of God, years ago, I set up backup supplement line from one of the main providers of the raw materials we were using. And so many of these InfoWars MD products are actually our famous products, simply private labeled, and others are different formulas this company offers. They're all top of the line. They're already bestsellers. They're already all over the market and in stores and online under other names. But they are all the very best. So this line is called InfoWars MD. Our supplements are basically all sold out. Only a few things are left, like X2, X3, and some of the other amazing products. But with InfoWars MD, you have Turmeric 95. That is the same formula as Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You have the Nitric Boost. It's so good for your heart cardiovascular system. It is the exact same formula. So our Nitric Boost is sold out. They have their Nitric Boost. They even let us use their name Nitric Boost a few years ago. So they're the original makers of this that Dr. Minkovich and others have talked about being one of the best formulas out there. So these are all really amazing products. You want to check out the line of InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. Get great products and help keep us on the air. I need you to take action. You will love these products. They work really, really good. No matter which one you try, they're already top of the line, tested, private label by us, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD label. Thank you for your support.